share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. A Malaysian Twitter personality has been detained by the Royal Malaysia Police, PDRM, since last night for his tweet that questions the details of the RM70 million funding allocated to Malaysia's COVID-19 vaccination management system. Using the Twitter handle at Chairman GLC, Izzad Fahmy spent the night at the Dang Wangi police station lockup and was detained at the Kota Damansara police station. Izzad is being investigated under Section 4.1 of the Emergency Ordinance, Essential Powers, for a tweet on the 29th of May 2021 which is allegedly fake news. In the tweet, he claimed that the MySejahtera app and vaccinecovid.gov.my website did not get the touted RM70 million funding from the government for the National COVID-19 Immunization Program, NCIP. Instead, Izzad claimed that the funding had gone to a system that is used to manage the rollout of the AstraZeneca problem. Betul. MySejahtera talk dapat funding RM70 juta too. MySejahtera and current portal are exclusive of the budget. The one yang dapat funding RM70 juta to adala team yang manage AstraZeneca. From the booking Sampila Kuchik vaccine. Dan main con dia adala. Jang. https://t.co/72netbiz8ox. ABBA, at Chairman GLC, May 29, 2021. According to report by Malaysiakini, the police took action after a police report was made by the COVID-19 Task Force, CITF, over the tweet. Upon his detention, the father of four was forced to surrender his Twitter account password to the authority. Furthermore, the police also raided Izzad's house and seized several electronic gadgets, including handphone modem router. Malaysian Twitter personality at Chairman GLC was detained by PDRM late last night. According to the suspect's lawyer, Rajshurian Pillai, the police requested for a four-day remand in order to conduct investigation when Izzad was brought before Magistrate S. Majeswari this morning. However, the magistrate only gave police a one-day remand and Izzad will be released from detention by 6 p.m. today. The move to detain Izzad was met with criticism by a majority of netizens. Taking to Twitter, the Member of Parliament, MP, for Muar, Syed Siddiq questions why the government was so scared of a tweet asking for the RM70 million budget. He said, why the need to use the police to remand and detain? Up until today, the question is yet to be answered on how many millions have been spent and who received the contract. Why? You ask us to use the proper channels to ask these questions. But Parliament is closed. Kenapa Karajan Takut Dengan tweet at Chairman GLC Persolkan Perbelanjan 70 Juta, website? Kenapa Sampai Nak Gunakan Polis Untuk Reman Intahan? Sampai Hari Ini Belum Terjawab Berapa Juta Yang Dibelanjakan and Siapa Penerima Kontrak? Why? Guna Saloran Betul, Tapi Parliament Tutup, Syed Siddiq, at Syed Siddiq, June 5, 2021. Meanwhile, the MP for Bakri, Yeo Bi-yin, took to Twitter to remind NCIP Coordinating Minister Khairi Jamaluddin that the matter was just a simple question that just needed a simple answer. She further stressed, how's the RM70 million spent? People are angry because of all the havoc caused by MySejahtera and have every right to know. Is that the reason cannot open parliament? To avoid answering questions? What do you guys think of the whole situation? Was the move to detain the suspect for the tweet warranted? Share your thoughts with us in the comments. Also read, Majin designs upgrades for MySejahtera app to make it more user-friendly. Source. Ekonomi Rakyat, Twitter. Share tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.